This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to Casual Conversations. I am your host, Ryan Bean, here with the talent behind Casual Conversations.
Welcome
would be
back.
Alena Sweetser. So thank you again for tuning in and being with us and all the support. And one of the things I do want to say that I did not mention on the last one is we are officially into our second season of Casual Conversations. It's been a blast. I've really enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the topics with Alena. Yeah. I wanted to thank Alena for doing this with me, and I love you, girl.
I love you right back, man. It's been a fun experience, and it's kind of crazy to think we're in season two. We couldn't have done it without you guys and supporting us in the podcast and giving us great ideas, and just to see how we started and how we've grown.
Yeah,
we still have technology difficulties sometimes, but
one of these
when
days
Ryan's
we'll,
not touching the camera,
one of these days we'll just use the background of my outdoors. That way we can get the sound. We'll be in the studio, maybe we'll make it a little bit quieter.
If you're watching this and you're a producer of some type and you see this somewhere, hit us up.
Yeah, please.
This is going to be a big podcast one day.
We hope. At least, like I said, we feel good about the content regardless.
Yes.
Anyway, thank you, Alena,
for
doing this with me and being here. And again, for all the people that have continued to support us, it's truly meant a lot. And we didn't think this many people liked to hear us talk, but apparently, you know, we're impacting a handful.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. So as you guys know, we started a few episodes back that one of us would bring a topic to the conversation that the other one did not know about. Mm-hmm. So that would kind of strike up a raw conversation and make us kind of think about it kind of on the spot.
So it's not as scripted.
Yeah. And one of the, you know, as if you were having a conversation with your friend in your backyard, it would just be a thing that would come up, right? What's happening in your life, those type of
Absolutely.
Things. So
and last week we talked about what is one pain you wish you could take away from your spouse. That was my topic.
It was.
So if you didn't watch it, go watch it or listen to it.
It was a good one. It'll make you think a little bit differently,
it is,
I think.
Especially from the male and female perspective. That
yes.
was a good one. But today is Ryan's topic.
And I would like to talk about humility.
Ooh.
And why humility is so critical in any aspect of your life. I truly believe that's one of those traits that can veer you the correct way or veer you the wrong way, whether it be business, marriage, your family, your kids, anything, humility.
So the first thing I thought about, and I feel like so many of our conversations go back to this, and it goes back to what you're saying, I think it caused more damage than anything, is the social media.
Uh-huh.
And I think social media is stripping that from people.
Mm-hmm.
Would you not agree?
I totally agree.
The fact that we have to go and get all of this praise and the show off,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's stripping us from humanity,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. And I think it's so important to have humility in your life because it keeps you pure and genuine, right?
Well, it keeps you grounded too.
Yeah.
And you know, you look at the reason I wanted to talk about it today was because I just went through a very humbling year.
Yeah.
You know, business wise, it was a really, really tough one. And the toughest I've had in going on 23 or 24 years with my company.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you always have a reputation of performing and you have a reputation of showing up and making things happen, and then a year goes by where you feel like you brought the same energy, mm-hmm. you worked just as hard, and the results just didn't show.
Yeah.
And they didn't show in a big way. It was a very humbling experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those situations I'm probably going to be grateful that I went through,
mm-hmm.
because I think it's going to shape me for this year. I've already made a lot of changes to what I want to do. And this is just for business in this example. of what I want to do in 2025 for my team, for me personally, where I want to move my time, just planning more, being just a lot of different things that we got to do differently for going through that hard time. But, you know, and again, remind myself that I work for my employees. They don't work for me.
Right.
I work for them. I work to make sure they've got livelihoods. And if I take that approach to it rather than the opposite, I think it's going to be a lot. I think it's going to give us a lot better results this year. So I think just being humble in general is just, I just think it's a more positive way to go through life.
Yeah. What I thought about when you're talking about that is it keeps you human.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we forget a lot that we are human, and with being human is we shouldn't be selfish. That's not how we should be as humans. We should be selfless.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you have more humility in your life, you naturally become more selfless.
Mm-hmm.
And I became humble this past year too, right? Because when I got in real estate, I mean, I was still in high school in the 2008, 2009 crash. I wasn't a realtor yet. So I didn't go through a tough time like that. And when I became a realtor, especially here in Texas in 2014, when I moved here, I mean, the market was good.
Yep.
Right. So I just kind of hopped on and piggybacked on that. It's not that I was one of those. Some realtors got away with literally just putting a sign in yard and calling it a day. I worked my butt off. But the past few years,
you had market help. You had some market help.
Yeah. The past few years has made me realize my skills need to be better. And I'm proud for that. I'm happy for that. And I made a quote on Monday. I don't know if you remember it. It said something like, you'll never be at peace with someone you're never meant to be.
Yes.
And I think I started to get stuck in a place that I was, that chapter was done.
Yeah.
And I needed to grow into something else.
Yes.
And so when you face humility, when you're not expecting it, that's the universe or God, whatever you believe in, is telling you that you're ready to move on.
Well, and I think, you know, it's actually a great thing, because the opportunity for growth that comes out of it is something that you can't see when you're going through it. And when you're going through it, again, you get so consumed by the negativity of what you're going through at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried to, because of the great mentors that I had, is always find opportunity in any situation.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start looking at, okay, going through those tough times or going through these humbling times, it's made me rethink everything that I was doing. Well, that's it. How do you not equate that to an opportunity?
Right.
It's a huge opportunity. It's a huge opportunity to look at yourself and go, where do I need to be better? What do I need to learn? What skill set is my competitors maybe getting over me? Because, you know, I was so busy putting my energy over here. Well, now I need to pivot and relearn some different skills or rechange how I'm doing things.
But not just the business aspect. I mean, it's like you talked about last episode. Look at your relationship, right? Like Cole and I are going through a lot of humility right now with his rheumatoid arthritis diagnosis and his knee problem right now. And it's, you know, we went through a humbling moment of like, wow, I was not the best spouse to you, Cole, when you were going through a really physically and mentally tough time. And I'm sorry. And now, like I said, he and I are just like in a whole new level of our relationship. And I'm like, we got this now.
Yeah.
You know? Like we figured this out.
And you did it together. And what is the reward there, right? It's like I said, you go through something hard and most people don't want to go through that. But when you see the beauty of going through something that's hard, I'm doing that with our kids, right? Our kids have humbled us, right? We got teenage kids and they're doing teenage things.
Yeah.
And you know, when you look at your kids and they're growing up and they're toddlers, like, oh, they're perfect little angels.
Yeah.
And that's never going to be my kid. And you know, I've kept them on a straight and narrow. We have a great relationship with our kids. So they're not going to want to go out and do these things. And all of a sudden your kids are doing teenage things and you're having to deal with those situations. And then, you know, one of the things that was really humbling for me, recently, it hit hard. Was I literally was yelling at one of my kids, like parents do.
Ryan.
I know. It was not a quiet house at the bean house that day. And I remember yelling at the kids and I was telling them that because, you know, they are not adapting. They aren't changing their behavior. Mm-hmm. They're not changing the way they do things. And that's why they continue to get in trouble. And this is the reason why I get to that point where I'm upset. And I literally went in my room. Allison said, just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
You're you're at that point where you're going to, you know, I walked away and I seriously thought to myself, here I am hammering my kids about them not changing their behavior and that our relationship, we're like at a standstill, but I'm not changing how I parent them.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself like, okay, what you kids are doing isn't obviously is not working because you guys keep doing the same stuff and keep getting in trouble. Yet I keep not having a deep conversation with you. I choose. You're on, and again, all we keep doing is going back and forth, and we're getting nowhere. Mm-hmm. And I thought about this, is that with how this topic came up today.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Humility is going to be my next topic, because I sat there and going, what slice of humble pie did I just have to mm-hmm. eat? When I thought to myself, Ryan, you're not changing either.
Yeah.
You're not changing. Maybe you don't, you know, maybe just have a conversation with your kids. Maybe try to understand why they're certain doing things. At least show your kids, hey, I'm willing to change
yeah.
how I parent you, how I have a relationship with you, how I converse with you. I have to do those things. Right. And that is humbling.
It is. And it's good that you accept that and you notice that, because a lot of people are like, it's my way or the highway. I'm the dad. Do what I freaking say.
Yep.
You know, and yep. I don't agree with that parenting, because I think we forget kids are still humans.
Correct. Right?
They feel emotions just like we do. They just don't know how to process it the way we do at our age. I'm still learning to process at my age. You've got 10 years on me.
Yeah.
Right. And I tell that to Cole sometimes too, when we go in arguments, and I'm like, dude, you forget. You're almost 7 years older than me. You've lived life 7 more years than me. Like, I am mature for my age, but you have to remember, like, I'm still young 30s.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I'm processing the world 7 years behind you, technically.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, when he gets frustrated, when I get upset about the littlest things that happen at work or a friend. Like,
wait, hey, Cole, you need to go back 7 years and see where you were, yeah. right? That's the same thing with my kids. Like, I go, okay, what are they doing that I didn't do?
Yeah.
They're doing the exact same things that Allison and I did. Now, again, there's consequences, yeah. right? Like, I tell my kids, there's still consequences yeah. for the decisions that you made. You still made bad decisions. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about it. There's still going to be a consequence that comes with the bad decision. So the parenting part doesn't change.
Yeah.
It's the approach that has to change. But again, I honestly thank you. I think yeah. this podcast, I think the fact mm-hmm. that we're having regular conversations about growth and trying to be better and trying right. to look at things at life differently. And I don't think Ryan 5 years ago, actually probably Ryan a year ago, would have sat in my room after, you know, getting in an argument with the kids and thought to myself, I'm the one that has to make a change.
Yeah.
I'm the one that has to fix. It's yeah. my house. It's my rules. You do it my way. And I thought to myself, like, why would my kids have any incentive to change when I'm not willing to show them I'm willing to yeah. change too? Now, again, if you're willing to adapt and change and your kids are still doing those type of things, yeah. well, then you deal with it then.
Well, I saw a reel once, and it was about this family therapist talking about how, you know, some parents go and talk about, I put a roof over your head, I give you food, I do this. And she's like, but that's literally your job as a parent. So you can't throw that in your kids' faces, that you put a roof over their head and they have food and clothes, thing, basic human needs. You can't do that.
So now, my daughter's mentioned that to me as well. Now, her basic need, yeah. human needs of what kind of clothes yeah. that she has, what kind of roof that she has over her head,
right.
what kind of first car that she wants, the entitlement will be another yeah. topic for another day.
Yeah, we'll definitely need to do that.
We'll definitely discuss that.
But it's more of like, you got to step back mm. and say, okay, what does their behavior tell me? Because like I tell Kian, my 4-year-old, and even Cole, I said, your behavior is a language. You mm-hmm. might verbally be telling me something, but your actions are telling me something, mm-hmm. right? And so, like, Kian at 4, and before I say what I'm going to say, I learned this because I follow this Big Little Feelings page or whatever, and it helps you kind of understand kids' behavior so you can analyze it and mm-hmm. react to it better. And so it says more like, you know, it's not about changing your kids' behavior, it's about changing your behavior as a parent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, with Kian, like, the other day, he really wanted a sweet treat. I was like, no, dude, you already have one. I want another sweet treat. And so instead of being like, I said, listen, bud, if you eat too many sweet treats, you're going to get a bellyache, and it's just not healthy for you. You don't want to eat a lot of sugar, right? And so, like, I'd explain to him, and finally he's like, okay, so tomorrow after dinner, I said, you be a good boy, and you eat your protein tomorrow, yeah, you can have another little sweet treat, right? And it's like, before I used to want to be like, no, I said no, and you're just yeah. yelling at him, like, why aren't you understanding me? Because
yeah.
they're not computing that language.
Yeah, you say no, and I get followed by 30 whys, and
yeah.
I have to explain to them, and you want to say, I don't have to explain anything to you.
Yeah.
It's because I said no.
Yeah.
That's why. That's the answer.
When as a kid, I hated that. And that's
yeah.
why now, as
yeah.
an adult, I question everything. Like, and Cole gets frustrated. I'm like, that's how my brain works. I need to understand. I can't just be like, okay, and then move on. Like,
it'd be so much easier.
Yeah.
It'd be so much easier if you guys just said, okay.
I wish
Allison would just do that every now and then.
yeah.
I said no, Allison,
yeah.
just be done.
Like,
yeah, yeah. Why do I have to explain that we don't need 20 Amazon packages today? didn't know how to explain
it. Well, honey, do you want a magical Christmas or not?
Exactly. That's what she always says. She always plays it. She always says that. She always says that kind of stuff. Exactly. She plays at the heartstrings. I thought you took Christmas seriously in this house, Ryan. Apparently you don't.
Apparently you're the Grinch. And I didn't know about it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I like I said earlier in this episode, I mean, I think humility keeps you human, and we forget that at times.
I agree, and I think what it does is I think if people that are listening think to themselves, you know, how often are you blaming other people? How often, if your job, it's, oh, my boss is the problem, or this person's the problem, or you're struggling in your marriage potentially, and it's it's this person's fault, and they drove me to be this way. How often do you self-reflect and go, you know what? Maybe I need to be a little more humble. Go, what do I need to work on? Right. What do I need to be doing differently? You know, can I be doing anything differently? And the answer probably 99% of the time is going to be yes. There's things that can be made, but we're so easy to think that we're not the issue, that we're not the problem, that the issues that falls on somebody else. That's just not right.
It's easier to point at other people than at yourself.
Yeah. And it's the same way, like I said, when it comes to business and coworkers.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I mean, just take a hard look at where you're at in your careers and, you know, what you're doing for your job. And it's okay, you know, are you being the best version of yourself at work? I hate this coworker. This person isn't pulling their weight. And, well, is there anything you could be doing to help that coworker? Yeah. Is there something that you could do to say, you know what, I want to make this person a bigger part of the team. I know this person could take this work off my plate. It may mean a little bit more work for me on the front end. Let me be a little humble here and not think, why don't you just get it? Why are you just a drain to me? Let me see what I can do to fix the situation. And it kind of goes back to things that we talk about all the time. If you look at it from give more than I take, I promise you, it's the most selfish thing you can do because you see that you impact other people and you see what a great impact you could be on people.
Yeah.
And it's a selfish feeling because it makes me feel so good to do that.
Yeah.
But when you start looking at it that way, going, okay, maybe I need to spend more time with Susie, you know, at work and really just say, you know what, where are you struggling?
Yeah.
What can I help you with? I want to make you, is there something that I can be doing to help you be better at your job or whatever? It's taking that slice of humble pie, that humility, bringing yourself back down to that human level, right? And everyone they have very short memories, right? They don't remember what it was like to maybe start a new company for the first week and how scared they were, and how nervous they were, and you know how scared they were to ask questions because they didn't want to look foolish. And you have no idea what people are going through. It's the same thing with your marriage and anything else, right? Start the conversation. Start having these one-on-one connections with people.
And, ask questions.
Yeah, and learn about them, right? Mm-hmm. Learn about them, what makes them tick. What, you know, they have the same kind of issues, they have the same problems, they have the same demons, they have the same as you. But you got to get that out, and people are so easy to judge rather than just getting in there and just finding things out. So
it's the whole judging thing that we've become a big world of judging. Massive world of judging. Once again, you go back and you look on social media of an actress who is size 4 back in her prime, and now she's a size 6, heaven forbid, and people are fat shaming. They're like, she's living her life, literally living her life. She had kids, and now she's not even in the fame picture, and she's just living her best life. And the only thing you can come on here and say is how fat she is.
I never understood what people got out of demoralizing other people.
Well, it's the way they internalize themselves.
Yeah,
it's easier to get that out and try to bring others down with you. Misery likes company.
Misery loves company. Yeah.
But you said something earlier and reminded me of that quote. I think we both sent the same reel to each other, but the what you're not changing, you're choosing.
Yeah.
And so when you think about, like, when you were talking about you and Dylan and you're on that loop of, I said, no, you're not changing. And then they don't change the behavior. Well, if something's not changed, if you're not changing that, it's just you're choosing that situation, right? Yeah. And same thing like my health, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. I complain about my weight all the time and my health. And I'm like, did I go work out last week? No.
Yep.
You know, so it's like, we had snow days 2 days, but still.
Yeah, I had to get my plunge. I had to get the cold water.
You did his plunge. But there's still things like I could have done better. I did eat healthier than I normally was, but I could have probably done an at-home workout. You know, and so it's like I'm choosing this. And so at some point I got to be like, okay, I need to change it now.
Yeah, it's a great quote. And it hits right to the point, right? Mm-hmm. It's just, there's no sugarcoating to it. And I love it. You're absolutely right. Like I said, if you're not changing, you're choosing.
Yeah.
And
I read some of the comments on that reel, and you know, people were like, oh, this is coming from someone. They don't know what it's like to be a single mom, or they don't know what it's like to do this. And I'm like, okay, there's that victim mentality.
Yeah.
Right. There's little steps you can do every day. Your life, once again, that was a little cold breeze.
Yeah.
Your life, once again, you can't compare it to the person over here because they're living different lives.
And again, when you look at social media, like you said, just know that most of what you watch, most of what you see, probably 90% of it plus is fake. And it's not a reality. And it makes people feel like, this is the life I want to live. I want to have the perfect family. I want to have the perfect vacations.
Yeah.
I want to have the nice home. I want to have the car. I want to portray that I have these things. And at what point does it people not care?
I'm going to boldly say something about social media. If you're following people who always have posed photos, filtered photos, like, you know, they always have the professional photography of their families, chances are you are comparing your life to something's not even real.
I was talking,
And before you say so, I want to say you made this impact on me. So before we became like close, we were always friends, but like, I want to say it was 3 years ago, right? I used to have to filter my photos with Kian and be like, oh, and post it, or me and Cole. And I would notice that you guys, Krista, Tina, them, you guys, your pictures you post, the lighting wasn't the best, but it was the moment that was best, right? Mm-hmm. You guys were focusing on the moment. And I remember sitting back and thinking, I'm done putting filters on my shit. Like, I'm done doing that because it's fake.
Correct.
Right? It's fake. And I'm not here to please other people.
No.
I'm here to please myself and my family life, right? And so I don't know if you noticed that. Like, I don't do filter photos
anymore. I don't think that I paid attention, but I will now. And I'm glad to hear you say that because, again, like, you know, you just said it's life moments. What are we living for?
Yeah.
I don't get, guys, it is, think about the odds, seriously, the odds that we're alive.
Yeah.
Okay. Just the odds to be a human being, what that is. And when you're given this one life and it's taken from people way too early, I've said this before, growing old is a privilege that is denied to many people.
Mm-hmm.
You use this life that you were given, this true gift. And even when people are in a horrible situation, it's hard for them to look at life as a gift. But I guarantee you, most of the people are in situations where they can make adjustments or changes to change their life, but they don't. They just play that victim mentality and say, this is the best it'll ever be. It's never going to get better. This is, you know, I got dealt a horrible hand. And sometimes people do.
Yeah.
Sometimes people get a horrible hand and they get a bad crack at life and they're brought into this world in a horrible situation. And you feel for those people, but then you see people that have come from those situations and rose above it and have changed their whole lives around. So it's possible that it's done. First of all, it's believing it's possible, but it's just,
that's like, your first step.
Yeah. But like I said, the fact that now you just capture a picture to enjoy the moment, or why, like, to your point from a past episode, when Cole's like, why do you have to take a picture of this?
Yeah.
Like, it's just you and me. Like, this is the picture.
Yeah.
The picture is right here.
It's about the memory.
Yeah. And I remember when I went to Italy the first time and our friends who got to go with, you know, our group friends. And I remember we said, oh, we got to stop and get a postcard.
Yeah.
And I remember our tour guide, and this is why I love Italy so much and why I would love to have a second home there at some point, is their culture of their people. And they have figured out what life is about. Yeah. They have figured out what life is about. They understand what life's about. They don't chase materialistic things. Mm-hmm. They choose love. They choose life. They choose to appreciate the gifts mm-hmm. that we were given. And I remember our tour guide that day said, "Oh, Mr. Ryan, you're going to see your own postcards today. Yeah. We're going to make your own postcards today." And when he said that to me, and he wasn't lying, because mm-hmm. it was absolutely sheer beauty, but we literally, the stuff that we saw, the pictures that we took, yeah. the moments that we shared that day, I will always remember that day. It was just a perfect day.
Yeah. That was like when Cole and I went to Ireland, still to this day. Uh-huh. That was our favorite trip together. Because mm-hmm. We did the England the first week and then Ireland.
And you guys did it as a last minute. Let's go.
We booked it like 3 weeks before.
How great was that?
Crazy deal with flights, rental car. And what you did is you landed in London and then you stopped at different places through the country, and they gave you a rental car and you drove, and then you flew to Dublin, and then the same thing, right? Anyways, it was the coolest experience, because Cole and I'll never forget, it was in Ireland, and we saw this in England too, but we were driving through the small towns, and we just saw, like, it was a Saturday and the kids were playing soccer, so Cole and I just were like, not in a creepy way, they're like, "Let's go watch soccer," because we're both soccer people. So we just sat there, and the parents are just enjoying life. They're not like, "Go score more, get another," like, they're letting their kids live in their moment.
Yeah.
And they're relaxing with theirs. We're in here in America, the parents care more about the kids winning than the kids do.
Yeah,
you know. And then there was another time that was this Airbnb, this one was in Ireland, and the parents, the part of the Airbnb was part of a restaurant, and all these parents came after, and the kids were just playing in the little grass area, and the parents were there having pints and then just laughing and enjoying. Everything was just so relaxed.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have the designer purses everywhere. You didn't have the designer clothes. Like, yeah. Everything, it was about the people.
Well, and the problem is that's what it's about now. It's all about show.
Yeah.
And you know what I tell people all the time is that you're buying stuff to impress people that you don't really care about.
Yeah.
And I guarantee the majority of the people that are listening to this are victims of that. They mm-hmm. are the same way. We've all gotten sucked into that stuff, right? And I just made me and Allison, you know, this happened, you know, probably a decade ago. We just decided, you know what, we're going to live the best life we can live.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the very best that we can. And whatever we're going to make the decisions that we think is the best for our mm-hmm. families. But we could care less about showing off anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to us. We don't have fancy cars. We don't have name brand everything. We don't, you know, we have nice things,
yeah.
but it's not about that for us. It's more about, okay, I like this product and this is the quality that I like and it's a reasonable price. Okay, I buy it. But
yeah.
for the flash of having something to show other people that I have it, to me, it's ridiculous.
Right.
And I think it's, you know, I think that's a reason why a lot of people are in situations that they're stuck in.
Right.
Because they aren't humble.
Mm-hmm.
They're worried so much about trying to impress the person down the street,
mm-hmm.
opposed to just going, "This is what I'm capable of doing at this point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're comfortable doing. I'm going to try to do the best I can and enjoy yeah. my life." And hopefully as things progress in your life, you realize that for me, like you said, it's about freedom for me.
Yeah.
It's, you know, when I look at trying to make a living and trying to put money away and try to do those type of things, it's so that my wife and I can live a free life when we're done doing
it. You don't have to keep up with so much stuff.
Yeah.
If you don't have to put a show on all the time.
No.
You just literally get to do you.
What you see is what you get.
Yeah.
And like I tell people, you either love me or you hate me.
Yeah.
But what you guys are seeing on camera is who I am.
Yeah. I've accepted my double chin. Accept it too.
I still got to knock some off, but as far as personality, I mean, this is who I try to be. And,
yeah.
And if you're that, and that is, some people might just hate that. Then you know what? You're
too, it's 'cause they hate themselves.
Yeah,
you have to hate other
yeah.
people.
You can't let it get to you.
Yeah.
It used to bother me. It really did.
Yeah.
And you know, and it used to eat at me when people didn't like me, because everyone feels like, you feel like I should be liked, or what have I done to them?
Around the wrong people. It goes to our friendship friendship podcast, remember?
Yeah.
Because like, if you want to judge me that I don't wear designer stuff all the time, you're not meant to be.
Correct.
In my
circle. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Right.
The issue is with the people that are doing the judging, and you know, it's one of those things that used to be eat at me, and it just, then when you get to the point where you don't let it bother you at all, it is so refreshing, and it is so nice to go through your life that way, where you're like, I truly don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care what people think. I don't care what people say. I don't care what people assume.
Yeah.
I know what the truth is. My wife knows what the truth is. My close family and friends that are around me all the time, they know who I truly am. That's really what it's about. The other stuff is so irrelevant. And but guess what? The people that are, for the most part, irrelevant in your life, be honest.
Yeah.
Be honest with yourselves. How many people are you trying to impress? How many people do you let make comments or things like that dictate what you buy or what you do or whatever? How important are those people truly to you?
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, most of you are going to say, not very many of them. They're you know, they're good friends. I like them. I like hanging out with them. I wish them the best. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's different from, are they someone that you are like, this is like a family to me.
Yeah.
That's when things change.
See, and that's one thing like I really respect about Cole, my husband, is he is true to himself, right? Like he's never been the type of impressed. Like I even told him, like he's always driven used trucks, right? And I always just say, like, do you want to get a nice car, like a nice truck? Do you want to do this? No, I don't need it. Like, or just our house now, you know, I'm always like, oh, it's so small. Friends live in bigger houses. He's like, it's our home. Like, he's always, like, humbling me in those moments.
Yeah.
And he's just, he's secure in who he is, and he's always happy for other people, even if they're doing better than him.
But that's, you know, because he's humble.
Yeah.
That's
he's a very humble dude.
So when you're humble and you don't have that pressure of trying to impress anybody, that's how you enjoy life. Yeah. So when he's like, I'm so happy for those people, and he genuinely is because he's humble in his own skin. He doesn't
secure in his own life.
Yeah. And think about what a way to live. I prefer that path.
Yeah.
If you're asking me, hey, take the path of how Cole looks at things, or hey, I got to get the next best thing. I got to get the next step. I got to get the next goal. I got to be at this size house. I need to be have this kind of car. I'm at this age. I should have this much money. Who said that's who said that's the rules?
Yeah.
Where do you have it in your head that because this person got there at age 40, you have to be there at age 40, or because this person bought a Maserati, you have to have a car like that? Why?
I used to get caught up in that because you know, realtors, they like the flashy flash, so they like to drive their fancy little cars
because they want to show people like I'm more. Look how successful I am.
Yeah.
Look at the kind of car I drive. Obviously, I'm a successful
big house I live in.
Yeah.
And so I used to get caught up in that. I'm like. And then Cole humbled me and he's like, you own three houses. Like, why are you? We live in a small house now, but you own three and you're comparing about
And you're working on your fourth.
Yeah.
And how many people that are listening right now will ever have more than one home?
Yeah.
And you have four and you're 30. Wow. Yeah. Well, 30. She's, again, less seasoned. So in her early 30s. So you're in your early 30s. So when you look at how many people in their early 30s, are you looking at, okay, how much money do you make?
Yeah.
I'd probably say, I don't know what you make. It's none of my business. I would never ask you, but you're probably in the top 90%. Yeah. So in your 30s, you have already made more than 90% of the world's population. You're in the top 10.
Yeah. But it goes back to I'm still hard on myself.
Right.
Why am I hard on myself? Because I'm letting the wrong things influence
me. That's it. So there's nothing wrong with pushing yourself. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with wanting more. But why are you wanting more? Yeah.
But it goes back to the humbling part. Where
you got
to
be humble.
Okay, so our house is small for you, but look at what else we have. And you're comparing it to that. Like, accept who we are.
But why is it that you want that? So your situation is different, right? Because you want the right schools, or you want your forever home as your next one. So that's a legitimate drive, right? Is, hey, I'm trying to get to the next level because this is where I want it to be, to lay down my roots. This is where I want to have my forever home. Okay, great. But most people are like, why are you buying that car?
Yeah.
Why are you buying that purse? Yeah. Are you buying it because of the way it makes you feel? Or is it because of the way it makes you look to other people and make them feel? Yeah. Why are you doing it?
Yeah.
And that's when, again, I keep bringing back humility.
Yeah.
Be humble. Be the person that doesn't care.
Yeah.
I promise you, your life is going to be so much more full when you don't care about the opinions of other people. Right?
You have to learn how to figure out how to be secure in yourself.
You do.
And that's what a lot of people struggle with now because it's constant influence.
You know what you need to do then, in my opinion, is cut social media out.
For sure.
Cut it out.
Stop following the wrong people.
Yes.
Like, I stopped following these little 20-year-olds who do fitness. And I'm like, I want my body to look like that. But they haven't. Their career has been social media. They're not married. They don't have
Well, they have about chefs. Marriage. They've got chefs. They've got personal trainers.
Yeah. They juggle with. You know, so it's like.
Their job is to work out. Their job is to eat healthy. They've got someone that's preparing their meals for them, that are counting their calories for them, monitoring everything for them. But what you see is this beautiful model, this beautiful, good looking guy that's on there going, oh, you just need to do this, this, and this. You don't know what.
Well, I'll never forget. Cole, this was like 3 years ago. Keenan was like maybe 8 months. And the business was really picking up at that point, right out of 2020. And I was working my butt off that day. Like, I went left on a Saturday morning at 8:30, and I didn't get home till like 7 or something. And I was on the sofa. I was like, I just have to write this contract, Cole. And I'm sitting on the sofa. Kian's next to me playing his little toy. And I'm working to have my – when I get home, I take all my work clothes off and I put comfy clothes on, okay? So I had my hair up, whatever, not looking like sexy by any means. Cole snapped the photo, and he doesn't do this often. He snapped the photo and put on social media. He's like, my wife, she worked all day, came home with his son, like hardworking, like – about being proud about me. And I remember the first thing I saw, and he didn't tell me he posted it. When I opened social media, I was like, I look so ugly. Why would you post that?
And Cole's like, but what a beautiful moment.
Yeah. And his mind is like, and he's like, I didn't even notice that. He's like, I was noticing the beautiful moment.
And you're missing it.
Yeah.
And you're missing it. Think. And that's the, what we, that's that. So when do we start changing the conversation? When does the conversation start?
The right people.
Yeah. But the conversation has to start being about things like that.
Yeah.
So here it is. And then you just robbed Cole of some of his joy, right? Mm-hmm. Because you were worried about what you look like to other
people.
Photo
wasn't filtered.
Right. And Cole's looking at us like, holy smokes, my hardworking wife that just came home and she goes right into mom mode.
Yeah.
What a magical moment for him. Like, he sits back and like, he's thinking to himself, I'm so proud of what I have. I've got this beautiful wife, this great mother. She worked hard for our family, and, it's, and she comes home and she's right to doing stuff. And you rob him of that.
Exactly.
Because of that. So again, these are the conversations I want people to start thinking about. Mm-hmm. Get back to basics.
Yeah.
Get back to
the right
where things. We used to be. We've gone so far away from where it used to be.
Get back to remembering we're human.
Yeah.
That's what people need to remember is we're human.
We're human. And stop trying to be something that you're not. For what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, people
that won't even show up to your funeral, probably.
People, yeah, and people don't care. That's the thing about it as well. So you see people with a fancy car. I'm like, oh, cool, nice car. And I go about my life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, great, you got it. So now you're stuck with that car payment. You're stuck with that $100,000 car you just bought. Yeah. It was nice. I mean, I'll go check it out with you. It looks great inside. I love it for you. I hope that's. I hope you bought it because you liked the car. I hope you like it because you felt you earned it, not because you want it to be what it says to other people.
Right.
And I think that's where it has to change. And
we need to change it. I think this was a great topic, Ryan. Honestly, and I think it was a great reminder. We want to know your feelings on this topic. Yes. What do you think about it? What do you think it'll change? More people going back to humility, right? How would that change the world? I think it'd change it drastically.
I think it's these basic things that we have taken for granted and we've gotten so far away from that literally shaped where we were today. Mm-hmm. We got to get it back. I think we went so far away from against the grain because we wanted it to feel like we were making progress.
Yeah.
And in some instances, we've gone backwards as a society. We haven't gone forward.
I agree.
And I think going back to the basic things like humility, just if you're a humble person, think about how much better your life is truly going to be. I think other things are just going to come to you because you weren't stressed about it.
Yeah,
you weren't worried about it.
How much better your life is going to be, but the lives you can change around you.
Yes.
Because you naturally are going to give off that type of energy to those closest to you.
I agree.
And you're going to change your lives too. That's what it's about, right?
I agree.
So, all right, we'll catch you on the next week's episode.
Stay humble.